Hello, this is Wesley.
And Bob.
And Sam.
From Volcanicast, and you're listening to Buffy Between the Lines.
Previously on Buffy Between the Lines.
The glitter and ribbons were Xander's idea. I helped with the lettering, despite being opposed to the Boss of Us slogan. But Xander explained to me that it would help boost Willow's ego, like how small children are awarded gold stars for work that only fit to be displayed on refrigerators.
Casablanca? I love that movie. The gin joints and all the towns and all the world.
Hello, Dad.
I'm just going to finish up highlighting this passage. It's a spell to locate demons that have jumped dimensions, just to make sure we track them all down, from when Glory's portal opened.
Well, I know that everyone's grateful for all the stuff you've taken on.
We've all taken a lot of stuff on.
Give me the go.
Okay, here you go. Come on.
Candace, please.
I thought I told you to stay indoors.
Spike, she's dead.
And now for episode 7 of Buffy Between the Lines, Fractures, Fuzzy Sweaters, and Frogs. Oh my.
Moving down a corridor, you walk into a large meadow containing a gazebo. You're up, Andrew.
Does it have its weapons drawn?
Wait, before we start another combat, I want to show you guys something.
Is it going to help me fight this gazebo?
What do you think?
I think it looks like you went on an archaeological dig. With Bill Nye the Science Guy. Look at that thing, it's huge.
It's the ancient conjuring fossil of Stulta, Warren. Hey, I saw that look, Andrew.
What? That had nothing to do with your mystical whatever thing. Just bones just creep me out.
Bones creep you out?
Yeah, ever since Candace died. I mean, it's like Luke was abandoned by his Leia. It's like Mulder with no Scully. JD without a Dr. Cox. I'm a broken man, I tell you. I am broken and aimless without aim.
Can we get back to the game?
Sorry, Andrew. I just thought I'd show you guys. You two never believe I can do magic.
Yeah, sorry, Andrew. So, are you done with your turn? I'd like to get a little further before my mom tells you guys to go home, okay? And, Jonathan, now I just believe you're a biggest dorkum.
Oh, yeah? You know, all I'd have to do is say Voco Amphibiate, and you'd be overrun by...
Did your bone just go whoosh?
I think it did. That can't be good.
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
Oh, he was trying to pull an Angel and Sharon dumped him.
What?
Or this situation.
My boyfriend just totally turned into Parker. Why is it that the men in my life have to become such a mirror of Buffy's social and interpersonal life?
What?
Or perhaps you found yourself in this situation.
And there was I thinking, why didn't the Alliance come up with a way to reverse the process on the Reavers when I realized that if...
Is this about that Josh Whedon thing again?
Never mind.
If this is you, then have we got the podcast for you. Let's talk Joss.
Join us every month as we discuss Joss Whedon topics in depth with various fans of his works.
Topics range from the lighthearted to the seriously in-depth.
So visit us at letstalkjoss.com.
Or if you'd like to participate, email us at letstalkjoss@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Willow?
Oh, Tara. Hey, morning.
You look beat, sweetie. Want some breakfast? I'll serve you right here in the kitchen.
No, thanks. My head's digested enough for my whole body. Lots of notes and stuff.
I can't believe it's August already. Seems like classes just ended. It's probably just because choir was so crazy this year. I'm not taking choir anymore. Still, it's only the first week. Why are you working so hard?
Well, all my basic requirements are out of the way, and this term I start classes for a double major. Gotta stay on top. Like a cat. Sitting on a table. Piled with books.
That sounds like a heavy table. Poor baby. Don't make this a habit, okay? I heard you up and about pretty late.
It was hard to sleep. Much easier to keep busy.
Well then, I know just what to do. For starters, I think we need to get Donna at the house today. Why don't you go wake her up and I'll make pancakes? Food that even full people can't resist.
I like any plan with pancakes. But Dawn stayed with Xander and Anya last night.
She went to bed here.
Xander came and got her at around 12. She hasn't been sleeping much either.
You know, you should get out of the house for a while. I'll get Dawn from Xander's. You just go get whatever you need to get done, and I'll take care of everything else, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Now then, Buffybot, with that in mind, I feel we're done. I should get back to minding the shop.
I understand. It's just a little confusing. I don't quite understand why it matters. They're both roots. Why can't the mandrake be in the same jar as the mangrove root? Everything else in the shop is classified by name.
Well, Buffy, mandrake root is very unstable. In fact, too many of them in one jar could be very dangerous. Mangrove root, on the other hand, is very stable but susceptible to...
I don't know why Anya would be so angry with me for making an error like this. The customer simply wanted their money back for the damaged product. It is only logical that I should return the funds when it was a mistake.
Well, Anya's new policy of store credit is... never mind. Just try to keep things in their proper place from now on. Now, I really must get back to... Ah, welcome to the magic box. If there's anything you need, assistance... Oh, it's you, Willow.
Yep, me, Willow.
Hi, Willow!
Hi, Buffy?
Knock, knock!
Oh, hell.
She still hasn't gotten past that? Guess not. Who's there?
A frog!
A frog who?
Oh, people! My favorite!
Willow, I know you and Anya have been fighting over the bot working here, but would you believe me if I told you she's perfect for retail? So how are you today?
I'm still here. You?
As well as can be. With Anya and the Buffybot competing to sell things, it's like being in the middle of a free-for-all jousting event, except they fight with loud, falsely enthusiastic colloquialisms, and no one ever dies.
Peachy? Wanna speak a spell?
If you'd like. I'd like to promptly get back to cataloging, though, if you don't mind.
Lots to do for the big move, huh?
If I go, that is. I haven't yet decided. But the work's distracting, and that's good enough these days. So what sort of problem are you having?
It's not much to go on, but I've been following an old lead I found in this book yesterday. I've been using it to try and pull off a ritual luxurium.
A spell of light?
Uh-huh. It's an idea that's been floating around in my head for a while. A pure ball of real sunlight that can just poof any vampire upon being conjured solely by one's will. But the trick is that mystically, plain UV light doesn't do it. It has to be real. So, Getting real sunlight is tough in the dark.
I don't mean to dampen your enthusiasm for solutions, Willow, but these are incredibly powerful magics. It could take years or the combined effort of an entire coven to so tightly harness natural and elemental forces.
Yeah, that's been the roadblock so far. Was wondering if you could help.
I'd love to, Willow, but...
Giles, I don't want to hear it. Candace died because we didn't have anything at the house for protection. I'm doing this. Last night, I tapped into a gateway to channel the energy. It took me all night, but I did it. I just need to know how to trap it.
But, Willow... I don't think that's a wise idea, Willow. You have no idea how volatile these things can get, like the Mandrake Reef.
And I don't want to hear it.
I don't think that's a...
It could have been Dawn. She was upstairs when Javert came. It could have been her.
Yes. All right. I'll look into what I have on trapping mystical energy. We do have spikes seeking out Javert's lair.
Sounds good. But is the spike thing really a good idea? I mean, Spike sired him.
I realize that. But as you illustrated, the situation is rather dire. I can hardly believe it myself. We beat a Hellguard, but we can't even find one miserable vampire.
I'll find Spike tonight and keep working on this. Just look through the new book and call me if you find anything.
I will.
Please come again soon. Oh, Willow, Frog is in the blender.
Okay, Donster, make your move. It'll be your last.
You're deader than dead.
Aha! Xander, man of Chinese checkerdom, wins again.
Every time.
You can't beat me. I know all your moves. I am a master of human predestination. Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Masters say na-na-na-na-na-na?
We masters often say such things.
Yeah, okay, but you beat a 15-year-old at a board game.
Hey, I beat a 15-year-old in an exceptionally strategical board game. Context.
Oh, good. It's Tara. Maybe a lesbian can help Xander notice women if I can't.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tara. Welcome to our wonderful home. You'll have to forgive Anya. She took some acetaminiac pills with her crazy flakes this morning.
I'll have you know that I haven't even had time to eat. Too busy cleaning up after your mess from last night.
I'll go get my stuff.
We had a fun night. What can I say? Dawn's a hearty partier.
A bit too hearty, both of you. You can skip out on our one free night together this week to watch a cartoon dog be sardonic for 3 hours.
Okay, first off, Rocco's Modern Life is an animated television masterpiece. Our fine local affiliate chose to recognize that with a marathon. Secondly, Rocco's a wallaby. Note the hoppity legs.
Wallaby, dog, whatever that thing was, it wasn't you and me using our interlocking bodies to make sweaty grunting noises of pleasure. Been over two.
Thirdly, well, Dawn's been kind of needy lately. She was there when Javert...
Here's my stuff, Tara.
Donnie, you're not coming home?
I kind of wanted to stay here today.
Sorry, Littlest Summers. I've got work.
Big surprise. We can't leave her here all alone in the house all day, you know.
So why don't you take her to work?
Yeah, I bet I could totally sell more than the bot.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good. I can walk over with you and see if Willow's there.
Speaking of, how is Willow doing?
Just way down, you know. I think she could use some help. She's still herself, but she's been staying up and working so much more than usual, what with starting classes and keeping tabs on the Hellmouth.
Really, hitting a lot of books, huh? Anything new on her reading list?
It seems like she has a new one every day. I can't really keep up. I just hope I don't wake up one day and find her under them all.
Empty house. Empty couch. Okay, let's see. Sociology, one paper, two journals to read. Check. History, chapter 2 and handout plus notes. Check. Sisters, get Cheryl that recipe for the bake sale. Check. Robot, work on puns, kill knock knock jokes. Check.
bills, organize and look at couch cushions for change. Hellmouth. Beat Javert with a giant stick. Check. So this is it. Big darn frog! Anya, hi. Didn't see you there. I was just,
screaming like Beelzebub's Yorkie.
Sure. What are you doing on the porch?
Tara sent me over with Don's things. I went to work at the magic shop, and you weren't there like Tara said you would be.
Oh.
So I'm giving them to you now for her.
Anya.
Tara went to get some things. Don's helping cataloging for Giles not moving,
that's
and
great.
Sander's on another 14-hour shift.
Yeah,
and here I am with the job of an adorable yet morally contemptible street urchin. Fitting for
Anya,
the way I've been treated lately.
But
that miniature refrigerator is treated better than I am.
Thanks a bunch, Anya.
So what's the screaming about anyway? Did another family acquaintance die?
No, I frog. Big? Jumping frog. Really big. Like, feet the size of... What?
Nothing. It's just frogs.
I can't stand them. Little jumpy legs and beady little eyes. Oh, God.
No, it's fine. Frogs. Perfectly legitimate phobia. I mean, for an American who hates Time Warner...
Better than your rabbit phobia.
Oh, better watch the tone there, Willow. You're in the boat now. And it's slowly filling up with jumpy, beady-eyed frogs.
Just go ahead and put on stuff in her room.
This is Captain Kermit. To all passengers, your fears are irrational. You're strange. Suddenly, I feel so much better.
I just feel terrible.
Why is that, O Master Citizen Javert? Is your flowing wool nightcoat too hot? Are your stylish yet rugged black dress pants too tight? Your...
Jeez!
Jinx, most vampiric one?
I remember your name. Condescension is a sign of anger. I know you worked for a hell god previously, but I'm sure even she showed some emotional expression while she was here.
Yes. Her form often left her prone to human emotions.
There's nothing human about them. Like, only humans can... At least that girl tasted good. The rest of this situation is just leaving filth in my mouth.
Then you are sensing the disturbance as well.
There's plenty disturbing about a vampire working against his own. Defending humans.
Oh, you are referring to William the Bloody, Spike. That vampire who sired you.
Yeah. What disturbance?
Javert, something's wrong.
Great. Now that we've verified this, can someone catch me up on it?
We've been working with the unholy book, like you said.
If there's a butt coming, I'm using yours for a mast.
It's not my fault something's messing with the mystical equilibrium.
She's right, sir. If my senses are correct, there's been a major upset. Something has expended a tremendous amount of energy. The rituals cannot proceed until it is balanced.
And you didn't tell me this until now because...
I was admiring your nightcoat at the time it came to my attention. For entirely practical purposes, I assure you.
Then enjoy them privately later on when I won't care. On second thought, don't. The word privately in the context of you doesn't really appeal.
I hear that.
This is a sound check now? Get back to work. Again, Master Vampire must cope with imbeciles. Wonder if Dracula's ever had these kind of problems. I must remember to post something about this on my blog.
Ha ha ha!
I said no! No means no, you big ugly toad! Die, spawn of villainy!
Over here! Over here! Drive him out the window!
Punch that stuff, Hermano. And don't come back either, or I'll go storm on your warty little rear ends. Yeah, that's right. You weren't good enough for Magneto, and you can't handle this either.
Okay, what did I just walk in on? Don't tell me...
Oh, it was Frogs, all right. Congratulations, Sparky. We believe you can do magic, okay? You have the force in you, young dipskit, and it's running all over town. Those things got in when I went for the morning paper.
But guys, think about what this means. We have real power now. And if we have real power, we need to keep track of it. Like with a board. A really big board.
Three blocks. And four blocks. Four blocks. Away now. Shake off the wussies, Will. You're almost... Me dab me! Okay, that's two. Skin's crawling again, but there's probably a perfectly good explanation for two big frogs like that. I can zap them away one by one anyway. Just keep walking. Two frogs is hardly any... Oh, wow. Lots of dozens, hundreds on the street. Frogs. No, 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 nothing.
Welcome to the magic box. If this...
Flamethrowers! We need flamethrowers and water. Do you have water?
What?
Willow, are you okay?
I'll be fine once I've had a long, warm bath to wash out the eek in my skin.
Is that what you want water for?
I imagine it's not for flamethrowers.
Water's for the icky feeling. Flamethrowers are for the frogs.
I should hope not. A real sociological pandemic these days. Amphibians with kerosene-powered weapons.
I could just imagine Kermit.
First person to say Kermit gets turned into a giant bunny rabbit and sicked on Anya. I'm a witch, okay? I have huge, huge power, and I can turn anyone into anything.
Except for frogs, because they'd freak you.
Well, yeah, okay. Except for frogs. It's probably some big childhood thing.
That's all very good and well, but I'm still stuck at chapter one, where there are frogs in need of flamethrowers leaping off the proverbial page.
I just went back to the house, and all of a sudden, big frogs jumped right into me. They started walking back, and it was like frogs in Hitchcockian proportions.
You didn't cast a...
I didn't do any spells, no rituals or incantations. I didn't mess with anything, Scary Giles. This just happened.
Hey, everyone. Gather around and listen to Anya's wonderful news. Willow's afraid of frogs. Isn't that hilarious?
It is a little odd.
Sure, but hey, frogs are frogs.
But frogs! Frogs are funny, entertaining little creatures that sing and twirl canes. It's very strange to be afraid of them.
Well, not entirely. They have those jumpy little legs.
And beady little eyes.
But... Fine, I'll be over here, counting my money. Anya's never right or sane just because everyone's busy doing something or being normal.
Frogs. Not too long ago, you and I spoke, and you seem insistent that we concentrate mainly on this Javert fellow. What turned your attention to the 8th chapter of Exodus?
I know. And we should, but... I know I don't have the best justification for it. You're right. But that many frogs just don't come out of nowhere. Someone must have made them, right? If enough energy was being expended to create that many new living beings, then it's worth attention.
You're trying to give reason to a thing which has no reason, just to allay your anxieties, Willow. This isn't the Dresden Files, it's the Hellmouth, and frogs can appear without logic.
So what? People do crazy stuff all the time, and they don't have a good reason for it. I mean, you don't think about a lot of stuff, you just do it. If you ask too many scary questions about why everything is like this or that, you get freaked or go nuts. Sometimes you just have to do things.
From the mouths of babes. And come on, Giles, think. Javert's doing something big and mystical, and suddenly, plague? There's probably some reason in that. I'm freaked enough by the frogs. Yeah, but there's an upset here that's probably throwing off the mystical equilibrium in this area by a huge amount. Maybe there's no good reason for a horde of frogs, but something had to have made it that way.
Biggest frogs I've ever seen.
I do imagine they'd wreak havoc on the ecosystem in this area. Very well. It's interesting timing, though. I saw something in your new book that may aid us. Res expelliare, meant to forcibly drive out imbalances that have manifested. It'll work if the frogs are natural and not made of mystical energy. We'll need a potent version of the spell to correct the entirety of the problem all at once. Don, could you please fetch these supplies?
Frog Hunting Summers at your service.
Willow, most texts would call for a dispersion of energy, not a forceful expulsion. I read through this book, and it flirts with dark ideas in some places. The spell is not dangerous, but please, if you consider using more from this volume for the Luxorum, consult with me first.
Armed and ready to spell cast.
Good. The spell won't take very long to cast, but perhaps include Terra? The more energy focused into the spell, the better your chances of success.
Sounds like a plan. Come on, Frog Hunter.
Dare, vitare, acipe hoc donum. Ick, conjuring sand. I hope it'll wash out of the living room carpet.
Another hour, and it'll be dark. I've reread the preparations a million times. You'd think Terra would have called here by now if she spent the day somewhere.
I'm sure we could pull this off without her. Dynamic 2-0. Hey, Willow, can I ask you something?
Well, yeah, but quick.
Okay, why frogs?
Why not frogs? Anya's afraid of rabbits, and Xander talks about Spike more than all of us combined.
Ha, it's like kiss already. Or ew.
Yeah, big ew. Now let's get started. Gotta nip this right in the wort.
Lights off. I just hold this crystal thing up?
Yeah. Just be completely quiet. Driving out this amount of energy takes concentration. Male res, male dies. Ore me vocari et ire.
You hear that?
Male res, male dies. Ore me vocari et ire. Ire celeriter nunc, ire in pace et abe nullum signum.
Willow, this crystal's really hot.
Ire celeriter nunc, ire in pace et abe nullum signum. Don't worry, just hold it up.
Willow? Willow! Willow, wake up! Ow! Stupid crystal shattered right in my hand. I should call the ambulance. No, they didn't help Giles. Giles, I have to call Giles. I know he's gonna totally freak. I'm totally freaking. Maybe I should find the bot and make her call. Oh, where's Terra? You'd think the one witch is enough. Maybe Xander is around somewhere. I'd better try the magic shop. I don't know if I should just leave her here, though. Let me see. Starve a cold. Wait, no shock for you. That's not right either.
Wow. That was something.
Oh my god, Willow. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What are you so freaked out about?
There was this big bolt of lightning or something, and it threw you across the room. I thought you were dead.
I'm fine, Donnie. I'm fine. It felt like I was asleep. Did it work?
The spell? I don't know.
Check out the window.
There's still a bunch out there, but it's fine, though. As long as you're okay.
No, it's not. I screwed it up. And now I need to get up and fix it. The shop will be closed by now, so where to go for new supplies? I must have been missing something, maybe a Cerberus root? Usually used in relation to energy.
Willow, no. You just about... I mean, you almost died or something. You could have...
Dawn, calm down. Everything's okay. But I need to finish this. Just stay here, and I'll be here soon.
Alone?
What if Javert comes to the house again? What if this is a distraction and you just do what he wants you to? Willow, don't do this.
Donnie, I have to.
That's exactly what Buffy said to me. Just don't leave me alone.
You looking at me? You looking at old Spike? Or you looking at old Spike's beer? Trying to loot his wide-open graveyard this darkly night, is it? Bloody smart ass. If the Cheech and Chong people didn't enjoy licking you wankers so much for their swirly jollies, even the Enviro hippies wouldn't do a damn thing to save your warty little hides. Where'd you lot come from, anyway? Why'd you bring all your friends?
We're not sure. We're trying to fix it.
Yeah, well, you'd better. Whew! Who took a trip to Sulphurland and didn't tell me?
I don't... Ew! These frogs are everywhere. I don't know what you're talking about, Spike.
You smell like a burnt matches, what?
A spell backfired. We were trying to get rid of them.
What, all by yourself, Niblet? Not too bright of an idea. Why don't you go make sure I turn the telly off, eh, right? Let me talk to Red here.
Fine. I'm getting used to being all sequestery from anything other than Chinese checkers and lectures about boys.
Red, what in the name of Thomas the Torquemada were you doing?
Well, I was just trying to get this...
This is dark stuff you're doing, and she shouldn't be around it. You want to smell like a volcano, that's your own damn business, but rushing in like that is just insane.
I was not. I love Dawn more than... Well, more than...
Say it, witch. Say it, go on. Tell me you love Biddy Buffy more than a soulless, toothless vampire. Tell me who I could never love. You think just because they gave you a plaque and made you the ruler of the Bad News Bears that you can do whatever you damn well please?
I don't have time for this. I am fine and I'm helping. What are you doing? Sitting in an empty graveyard getting drunk. You think that's what Buffy would have wanted? You were never good enough for her. And now you're proving it.
Sticks and stones, love. Sticks and stones. Do whatever you bloody damn please. Open a portal to another dimension and get lost in it for all I care, but leave Dawn out of it.
I seem to remember that magic, saving your life more than once, Spike.
So what? I don't care a jot what happens to you and the rest of your little friends. Get bent and stay bent. All I care about is keeping Dawn safe. I'm not sticking around for you and yours.
Buffy did.
Did she? Or was she just taking care of the world that included you? At the end, all she cared about was doing her job and keeping Dawn safe. That's what she would have wanted.
That's why we're still here, Spike. Otherwise...
Don't flatter yourself by making out that you've been sacrificing yourself for the sake of the little Niblet. You've tasted the power. You want it, and pretty soon it's going to destroy everything good in you. And I hope for Dawn's sake that she's a long way away from you when that happens.
Intruder, it's dark out. All the lights are off, and the shop is closed. You shouldn't be here.
Buffybot, it's me, Willow. I need some things.
Oh, well, wait, didn't Anya lock the shop up?
I have a spare key. Say, Bot, want to help me with something? I'm sure Anya wouldn't mind.
Sure, I love to help. Anya says that I'm the only useful appliance she's ever owned.
There she goes with the Oni again.
Giles has been very helpful as well. He's my watcher, and I find him to be very helpful in learning magical items, such as different roots. Did you know that you can't keep mandrake root and mandrake...
Mandrake root! Of course! I'll need some of that, too. And I have a list.
Oh! Great! I know where everything is. Giles has been cataloging the entire store in case he moves to...
Okay! I need an Aquarian focusing crystal, 4 enchanted crystals, and some conjuring... No, quickening sand.
Those are all very rare items, according to the store's item books. Especially the quickening sand. What are they for?
The Aquarian crystal focuses more power than the regular kind. And the quickening sand is a good way to circumvent preparation rituals. They make spells work. There. That's everything.
That's everything?
Now I need you to hold this crystal up here with your right arm like this. That's it. Non vitare.
Magic? Oh, I feel strange.
Now I'm going to do this. Male res, male dies. Ore me vocare et ire. Ire celeriter nunc. Ire in pace et abi nullum signum. Respondio vis. Ire celeriter nunc. Ire in pace et abi nullum signum. Respondio cum vis, ire celeriter nunc, ire in pace et abi nullum signum. Oh no, you don't. Respondio cum vis, be gone, ire celeriter nunc, ire in pace et abi nullum signum. Expello amphibia, expello!
Buffy Between the Lines will be back after this brief message.
You can find culture at the theater. You can find culture in the bottom of an unwashed coffee mug. Or you can find culture on your iPod. Join Brad, Glenn, and Christina on Pod Culture, Equal Opportunity Geekness. Go to www.podculture.net.
Welcome back to Buffy Between the Lines.
Oh, head feels like flu. Did all the frogs like me?
No, they're gone. Your spell worked.
Tara?
Stay lying down, sweetie. Keep your eyes closed, too, if you want. You've had a rough time.
I didn't dream it. You found me when I was going out, didn't you?
I always do, and I'll be right here by your bed.
Could always be right here in my bed.
Probably not for a couple of days. You're on Somnus Extract to balance your body's energy flow. It'll keep you down in recovery for a while.
Energy. How does that work, anyway? Do spells use up glucose or protein or something? Because...
You just need to relax, okay?
Dawn! Dawn, you know she's...
With Spike. He let me know already. It's morning.
Oh. I was supposed to do more today, wasn't I? I was supposed to drop off...
Don't worry. I took care of it. She's at school, and then she has ballet practice. Something Giles suggested to keep her occupied.
Where were you all day? Well, yesterday.
I went and got groceries, and I went to the bank and spent some time organizing the rest of Mrs. Summers' assets, so we're safe on bills for at least a couple more months. And we're paid on everything for the rest of this month, so you won't have to worry about sorting the bill pile.
You did? Tara, that's... And I've been...
You've been stressed. It's okay. No one expects you to do everything well. You're just you, and that's more important than anything.
And what did just Willows do so great?
Well, they make little Dawns happy, they puzzle Xander's brains and annoy Anya's, and they make me smile.
That's what Willows do best. I love you.
And I love you.
Hey, Tara.
Is that Xander?
It is. Should I send him up?
Yeah.
Good morning, Anya. You're here rather early.
Yes, I am. Someone had to clean up shattered crystal bits for their patrol's friend.
Yes, very good. Now hold on a moment. You said shattered crystal and... Are these scorch marks on the floor?
Read the note on the counter.
Dear Giles, Willow needed frog supplies. Me and Tara needed to get Willow. Anya will clean things up. Sorry that your floor exploded. Xander.
I keep telling him that exploded isn't intrinsically a funny word. That kind of mispronunciation is only amusing when toddlers say it in regards to pasta. Pischetti. Now that's funny.
More than my floor, exploding.
You're going to clean your glasses now, aren't you?
Hey, Xander.
How's she doing?
Good. She just needs some rest. She'll be fine in no time. Thanks again for helping out.
That's what I usually do, isn't it? I run around, I help my friends. Any mission where I don't get pummeled or cloned is a success by my standards. Although it was kind of freaky to have you show up late at night asking for Dawn. We thought Willow would have told you.
Oh, I was out all day. I wanted to surprise her.
Well, Willow's full of many of her own surprises. You mind if I go on up?
No, not at all. She asked for you, actually. Did you bring her things from the shop?
Everything that didn't get during the witching hour.
Good. Well, you two talk. I'll go put on some tea.
Frogs, huh? Hey, I never did ask, why didn't we see them when we had all those nightmares? I mean, you got to see me naked and...
Well, never had nightmares about frogs, I guess. Just highly irrational fears. But hey, Zanman, pretty early time to be seeing you.
Never went to bed. Got off work, wackiness ensued, and we ended up looking for you at the shop. I brought your stuff. A big book. Where should I put it?
Just let me sit up a bit here. On top of the dresser over there is good.
Man, frogs. Given this town, you'd think we would have taken on such a lame monster plague in high school. I saw a couple of big ones hopping around the site today, but geez.
Well, Tara says I got rid of them. Whatever that's worth.
Plenty. I bet Disney Animation Development is celebrating right this minute. Imagine the publicity giant frogs would have gotten for Time Warner.
I know you and Anya share an apartment, but I didn't know that deal included a brain share.
I guess it did. So... how'd you do it? Clear them all, I mean.
With that big book you just brought? I've been leafing through it for the past few days. There's some big stuff in there. Jala said to be careful about it.
I guess G-Man would know all about the dark magic.
What do you mean?
Well, the book's pretty rare. Anya's been on an eBay spree lately, and she just ran into it. The seller thought it was some Wicca Gaia Muppet of the Earth mumbo-jumbo, and we got it for $50.
Wait, what? What? I just found it lying around the house the other day. You...
Come on, Will. A big, scary-looking book like that just randomly appears, and you, of all people, don't wonder where it came from?
I've been busy. Real busy. The house, Dawn, school, and notes...
I can tell when you're lying, Willow. You haven't even had time to start your notes, have you? You've just been more and more into these kind of books, especially since Candace got bit by that Javert creep. Maybe even before that.
Now, what could you possibly mean by that?
You know what I mean. Everybody's on edge. Things in the apartment have been getting rough.
Well, dealing with death is rough, Xander. That's what it is. You think it's only that way for you?
Not by a long shot, because here you are in bed, too tired to get up because you took on a swarm of frogs.
Yeah, I know that.
I just can't ignore it anymore. I'm tired of putting up with all this and wondering why bother, you know?
I'm sorry, but I don't know how to fix that for you or anyone else.
I do.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying Buffy fought a hell god. Keyword, hell. That's where she could be right now because of that portal she jumped into. And if we...
No. No, no, no. Xander, you're talking about violating every creed and... Well, everything of Wiccan belief. I thought you learned your lesson about using magic for personal gain when I went all Velisca on you and Cordelia.
I'm talking to the Willow who was here for everyone's favorite homicidal vampire's return from being sucked into a portal. I can't sleep imagining that might be where Buffy is right now.
Then don't imagine it. That's the only way to deal with it. Maybe spend more time with Anya. You have someone who loves you, and you shouldn't risk that over...
Keeping the Summers house from going into bankruptcy? I know that I'm lucky to have what I have. I really do. But it just isn't enough.
I'm not weak.
I know you're not.
What can we possibly do?
Chapter 60 onwards. Think about it.
This episode is a production of Buffy Between the Lines Studios and was produced by Tabitha Grace Smith and Kim Butler. Our editors were Cliss and Clay, Tabitha, Kim, Rachel, and Nick. Theme song for Buffy Between the Lines is by the band Beatnik Turtle. Visit them at beatnikturtle.com. Theme song for Chevere is Overload, also by the band Beatnik Turtle. And credit music is Stark Love by the band Mercy Machine, brought to you by Magnatune.com. Visit the band's website at mercymachine.com. Additional music credits can be found at our website, buffybetweenthelines.com. This episode was written by Ryan Bove. Our cast for this episode consists of Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the announcer, Scott Corelli as Warren, Eddie as Jonathan, Jason, a.k.a. Fozzie Bear 13, as Andrew, Bliss as Tara, Mad Scientist as Willow, Ryan Brown as Giles, Kim Butler as Buffy Bot, Chris O'Connor as Xander, Tasha as Dawn, Tabitha Grace Smith as Anya, Paul Mackey as Javert, Vindy as Jinx, Jen as Caroline, Simone as Magic Box Customer, and Nick Edwards as Spike. Sound effects courtesy of the Freesound Project. For more information, please visit our credits page at buffybetweenthelines.com. Additional sound effects were created by Nick Edwards, Laura, Ray, Clay, and Kim. All copyrights from Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Angel are copyrighted by Joss Whedon, Mutant Enemy, Fox, and their respective copyright owners. This podcast is purely for entertainment and parody purposes, so please don't sue us. Buffy Between the Lines is a combined international effort and is not affiliated in any way with Joss Whedon. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com or call our voicemail line at 206-495-6560. Your long-distance charges may apply. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review at iTunes, Podcast Pickle, or Podcast Alley.
Grr.
Gah.
Yay, me.
Respondio cum vis. Ire celeriter nunc. Ire un passe et ale... Latin is hard.
Good, good. She just needs some rest. She'll be fine in no time. Thanks again for hanging out. Yes, we're gonna go hang out, watch some movies. Maybe have a threesome. Oh, crap.
Oh, my God. I'm so delirious. What is wrong with me?
Talking about threesomes now.
Hi, this is Mad Scientist as Willow. Scene 7? Oh, actually, Scene 5, Episode 7.
Alright, I gotta try it just once while falling. Alright. Hope that I don't hurt myself, okay? Let's try this just once, see if I get seriously injured, and go from there. Ah! There we go. That should do it.